Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Talk some Packers and Lions right now with the voice of those Detroit Lions, Dan Miller, joins me on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, always a pleasure. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Anytime. Are you ever surprised by Lions collapses anymore, Dan? You've been doing this for a long time. I'm not trying to rub salt in any wounds here, but you've dealt with some heartbreak in your time as the voice of the Detroit Lions. Were you surprised or at all crestfallen by what you saw occur in the fourth quarter on Sunday against the Bears?
Oh, I think surprised and crestfallen. Yeah, I can check both those boxes. Yeah, I think when you're up 23-6, even when you have seen things in the past, and I said when it was 23-6, remember they were up 24-6 against Arizona in last year's opener and ended up tying the game.
That's right.
You're
cognizant
of it, but it doesn't mean you expect it to happen. So, you know, you had a pretty significant, series of events to happen for that to fall apart like it did, but it did, and that's, you are what your record says you are. You're 0-1, and you had a brutal loss in week one, and now you got an extremely difficult test coming up in week two. So, look, there's a history there. Everybody knows what it is, and there's only one group of guys that can change it, and that's the guys wearing the helmets and the guys coaching the team. So they got to figure out some way to get this thing turned around because, you know, there's history, and then there's the last 2 years as well where they have had a large number of games that they've been tied or winning in the fourth quarter that they haven't been able to find a way to get.
I was watching a breakdown from Lawrence Holmes of our sister station down in Chicago, 670, the score of what happened in the fourth quarter of that game. And what he largely attributed it to was sort of the arrogance of Matt Patricia and the defensive coaching staff. Mitch Trubisky notoriously struggles with zone coverages. Matt Patricia likes to play man, but when you're up three scores, why is he still playing man? Has anybody asked him about the strategy on defense in that fourth quarter going against Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, and he's not going to go into a lot of specifics on stuff like that, like most coaches. He's going to say that, you know, we'll take a look at what we did and we'll try to figure out what went right and what went wrong and come back with it. I mean, Trubisky wasn't particularly good for three quarters, and then he found a way to catch fire. So credit to him. He threw, you know, terrific passes for touchdowns in the fourth quarter to win that game. And, you know, this has been an ongoing problem with the Lions in that when it's crunch time, they have a very difficult time, A, pressuring a quarterback, B, stopping a quarterback. And that's something that they have to get figured out. And, you know, they had Trubisky on the ropes, and he missed some pretty easy passes early in the game, but credit to him, he made them late, and they've got to figure out how to stop that. They, you know, in their defense, they did lose Justin Coleman during the game. That didn't help. They were already down Jeff Okuda in the game, and then they lost Desmond Trufant in the game. So that's three of their probably top 4 to 5 corners that they lost, and certainly their top two going in. And all of a sudden, Chicago took advantage of that. And that's what they're supposed to do, and they did it. So credit to them.
Is Matt Patricia's, I would assume Matt Patricia's seat is hot this season. They need to see something from him because, like you said, it's been 2 years now of flashes of what that team could be. And I think that's a good roster, Dan, talking with Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions here on the Bill Michaels Show. But never consistency, and really the only thing that is consistent is disappointment and the type of things that, as you pointed out, we've seen now week one, two seasons in a row, them blowing three-score leads in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think his seat's been hot since last December when ownership came out and said that they will be back, but they need to be playing meaningful games in December. So I think really since that point, people have known that that he's on the clock and they have to have a good season. And, you know, there's other things that may go into that decision. But when management comes out and says that, then I think you realize it's a mandate. You've got to win. You got to find some way to be relevant. And, you know, 3-12-1 or something that they put together last year isn't going to get it done. So, yeah, I think the seat is definitely hot, and it's been hot since they put that out there, that if it's not looking good in December, then chances are it's not looking good for him to stick around.
I'm sure you've been studying the week one tape of the Packers getting ready for this Sunday's matchup, and I think they surprised some people this week, given the drama of the offseason, them going and getting Jordan Love instead of some offensive help for Aaron Rodgers. There was some friction between Rodgers and LaFleur last year, according to some reports, and that offense sputtered for the majority of that season. Were you surprised by how high a level that Aaron Rodgers and that offense was running on in week one, Dan?
Well, I was surprised when I saw 43 up against Minnesota.
Right.
That certainly surprised me, but I'm not surprised by anything Aaron Rodgers does. I mean, I've, you know, been tormented by him for I don't know how long. So I guy's a great player. I'm sure he's motivated. I'm sure when you see them draft a quarterback in the first round, as you guys have probably talked about many, many times, that's going to make a competitor in him just say, you know what, you're going to be sitting for a while because I'm not going anywhere. So it's a good team. They've got weapons. I love what they did with their defense last offseason and bringing the two Smiths in there on the edge. It's a team that's been well put together. And you know, I said going into the season, I thought the two teams to beat were Minnesota and Green Bay. I thought Detroit and Chicago were capable, but they had questions to answer. So, you know, nothing's going to surprise me that the Packers do this year. There's a ton of talent on that team.
What problems do you think the Packers present for the Lions, and what problems do you think the Lions present for the Packers in this week two matchup, Dan?
Well, I mean, starts with the Lions are beat up at cornerback, and that's not a good place to be when you're going into a game against Aaron Rodgers. And
right.
I'm not sure which of those guys are going to play. We know Justin Coleman won't because he went on injured reserve. So, you know, he knows that. We know that. That's what Green Bay is going to go after. And the Lions didn't do a good job stopping the run early against Chicago either. It didn't translate into points, but Chicago was really grinding things up on the ground. And I think that's where we'll have to wait and see if the Lions can tighten that thing up. If they don't, and all of a sudden you've got that, you know, group of running backs running successfully against the Lions, then Rodgers can freeze everybody for a second with play action. It can be a long day. So that's where I think the Lions really have to concentrate. And offensively, look, for the Lions, their strength is Matthew Stafford. If they're going to win this game, the chances are probably that Stafford's going to have a big game, and they're going to have to put up a lot of points and find some way to outscore Green Bay. And, you know, but you never know what to expect. I mean, if you go back to the Monday night game last year between, you know, Green Bay and Detroit going in, that you might have thought that was going to be a high-scoring game, and it wasn't. And, you know, it was two highly questionable calls that allowed Green Bay to get out of there with a win. I don't think a lot of people expected the Lions to necessarily be there on a Monday night in Green Bay at that point, but they were. So, you know, the Lions are a team that, as much as you don't know what to expect out of them, they sometimes throw one at you that you didn't see coming. So they got their work cut out for them. Look, this is a team that is coming off a brutal loss in week one, going up against a team that put up a confidence-inspiring win in week one. So we'll roll it out there and see what happens, but you know, there's certainly things on paper that the Lions are really going to have to do and improve upon to beat a team like Green Bay.
That's Dan Miller, voice of the Detroit Lions. He can be followed on Twitter at DanMillerFox2, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Bill Michaels Show. Really appreciate it, Dan. Great stuff.
Thank you, Rami. I appreciate it.
And Dan joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline as I scramble to get my read ready. There it is. They're hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.